Okay, that possible animation then for DH. With the two sides there, the guys in the east and the guys in the west. And we see the people there in the west, as I said in the previous recording, they're just partying and... I mean, they look like one of those pride festivals or something like that. Weird. You can see that this idea that probably, as far as I understand, leftists over there, over here, are into, you know, it's more like about your personality and your this and that, and right to be any sex, gender you want, and right for this, right for that, and it's interesting because you can show that and how this leftist movement from that I was in, for instance, in the, like, I haven't been around in the 70s, early mid 70s. There was a lot of serious political philosophy being studied and discussed, and, you know, I would say more the activists, they were, those who were activists there against the Vietnam War and all that, they were kind of quite updated. They had learned their thing. There was university students, they were smart, and you got in a debate with them, then you got it. But now then, there was also this other side to that, this kind of self-centered, you know, we are the best and we are cool and we are free there with our sex and free with our everything. And that thinking that the free we are and the whatever, how you got that together with communism and socialism, I'm not sure, but that was there, I remember. And that took over then, we can show it this way, and became a thing that the leftist became more a lifestyle, a subculture, a cool thing to be. Then you are free and you are all, you know, these things, all these words that you can put on yourself when you live there in the southern part of Stockholm and among all the cool kids, and I mean, or old people now. So we can show that. And I think just showing this whole West as a pride parade or that kind of gang, which, or, you know, the inauguration of the Olympics in Paris. Something like that. But then, the guys there in the east, they're looking at them. And we can make some interesting dialogue there. And you know, this puffed up, I mean, we can really get into it. We can make a whole movie, like Don't Look Up. And, you know, you have these cool politicians. You know, it could be a little bit the style of, yeah, Don't Look Up, and also that one. On Wall Street with, what's his name, Titanic actor, Wolf and Mosdu. Anyway, that style. So then you have these cool guy politicians, leaders, and they're sitting there, this department, that bureaucracy, that. And, you know, you can just pick, look at those who are there and base characters on them. And, you know, and then they go to the... And then someone comes up with this, you know, well, I mean... Yeah, we got our interest, we got to defend our interest, and we have Ukraine now, and we had a good deal with them, and then they turned the other way towards the Russians instead. It was all a business deal there to start with. So we need to get rid of that. The time, place, government, and the CIA comes in there, and we'll take care of that. We know how to do it, and then they start with their color revolution style, which, of course, smart people now can recognize from different parts of the world. That's exactly the same way it starts to flame up, not by coincidence, but some place where the guys of the West want to switch government for their interests, so we can show this whole thing satire like anything, and then they had discussions there with the military. Now we want to put NATO over there too. We are the best, you know. I mean, we are the free, we are the great, we are the brave, we are this, whatever. We're defending democracy. That's our duty. Talk to the military. I don't think it's a good idea, you know. They will freak out over there. We promised this way back then, not to move an inch beyond east of Germany. And just make these kind of things there with actors. And how these leaders, the top leader politicians of this top empire of the world. They're not prepared for this, and actually they don't know much how to run the nation. They are elected, and you know, this and that, and had some friends and got themselves up there, top positions, and you can go to parties and, you know, make a good salary, a lot of money. Make yourself a name and be a winner, not a loser. That kind of thing. So that's how they ended up in charge of the entire nation. And then they have a president who is senile and hardly knows what they're talking about. And they end up sitting there with the case with the firing codes and everything for the preemptive strike nuclear weapons. And, you know, and these ladies, it could be also Christians, you know, this kind of, God will protect us, you know, don't worry, just do it now, and before they do it, and they have to learn, these bastards, so that, and then this president is sitting there, okay, how do I do this? And then the door opens and you get this guy from Pentagon who's been driving like mad, can just call, bursting in, you know, big officer, stop it, you don't understand. And he tries to explain, you know, that these guys over there, they are or a different kind than you think. You have no idea about military war and all of that, do you? No, actually not. But they're just bluffing. But you know, you can't look at what they're doing over there. They're running a real war and you're trying to snake around with media trickery. It doesn't work. So they're into those kind of discussions. And from there we can go in a kind of comic way. And I mean, we could put this on POL too. Whatever is going to happen with this POL, actually it's a good idea. And then in the middle of that you have our PO and our Rick. And those, and Rick probably went to another world by then. And he's working from there, maybe, with the other old hackers who are trying to figure out technology from there to contact people in this world, which is much easier to do than from here to there. Downwards is easier than going upwards. So there is these connections there starting to pop up, manifest here and there between people in these two worlds, upper world and this world. And of course they've been a long time from the lower world to this world, so you know, it's time to kill the demons, some would say. But then someone comes in there and says, no, not Chaitanya came, not as Krishna did way back to kill the demons, but to kill the demoniac mentality, because we're basically all the same now here. Demon and God, they're within each and every one of us. So it goes on from there. So in this way, actually, it could be pretty cool.